In the age of ideas, the cost of communicating is far less, and digitally, the reaction is instant and measurable. While you can still buy distribution, the more you advertise or sell, the less engaged the communities you reach will be. Trust has replaced money as the most valuable commodity in communication. In a saturated environment, we only pay attention to messages from sources we trust. Additionally, that one-way road has become a multi-lane expressway, with messages that are circulated and recirculated by communities with overlapping interests, and it's clear where the power of those communities is generated. In June 2017, Nike realigned their corporate structure to focus on 12 cities. They did this because they believe cities will represent over 80% of their growth through 2020, and described the strategy as local business on a global scale. Translation: Nike recognized that their future sales are tied more than ever to their social relevance in key metropolises, so they decided to concentrate their resources on influencers. Not just social influencers in the traditional sense, but whole subcultures of influential people who live in cities. More importantly, they recognized that people influencing culture and consuming their most profitable products are no longer citizens of countries. They're global citizens residing in a select group of cities. While the digital revolution gave us the ability to live remotely, it also created a ravenous desire for true connection. People young and old want to be part of something larger than themselves. They want to live a rich life filled with shared experiences. They want variety, diversity, energy, and cities provide these things.